This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. Coming up, we'll talk cars. The market in the Lower Mainland is really starting to rebound from the supply chain issues of the past few years. There's a ton of cool new models, a lot of cars and trucks going electric. We'll find out what's new and what's out there in the world of cars and trucks with James Carter from the Carter Auto family. But just before we get to that, here's some of the consumer news headlines from the past week. Boeing said farewell to an aviation legend on Tuesday. The company delivered its final 747 jumbo jet. Thousands of current and former Boeing workers gathered for a ceremony marking its delivery to cargo carrier Atlas Air. Since it debuted in 1969, the 747 has served as a cargo plane. It was a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and it was the Air Force One presidential aircraft. But over the past 15 years, Boeing and its European rival Airbus have introduced more profitable and fuel-efficient wide-body planes. So long to the 747 jumbo jet. And speaking of air travel, Vancouver International Airport was reminding travelers last week that new rules around drug decriminalization in the province do not apply when you're at the airport. Across British Columbia, adults are exempted now from criminal charges for the personal possession of small amounts of certain illegal drugs. But the rules around decriminalization do not apply at airports or international borders. And they're taking an even harder stance on cannabis products in Hong Kong, even when it comes to the part of the plant that doesn't get you high. CBD, it's a byproduct of cannabis, but it doesn't have the same psychoactive effects that THC in cannabis has. It doesn't get you high, basically. Though advocates say it can be used therapeutically to relieve stress and reduce inflammation. It's even become popular among people who give it to their dogs to relieve joint pain and inflammation. But Hong Kong has just banned CBD as a, quote, dangerous drug, and they say possessing it will now result in harsh penalties. CBD is already prohibited in mainland China, and this new ban in Hong Kong means anyone caught in possession of it could face up to 7 years in prison. Anyone caught importing or exporting CBD could be jailed for life. Canada is already planning to increase immigration, but experts say it's not enough to fix the labor market. According to Statistics Canada, recent immigrants are less likely to see their skills and education utilized than Canadian-born workers, while new and recent immigrants are overrepresented in certain industries, including transportation, working in a warehouse, and food services. Toronto immigration lawyer Sergio Karras says government policies have created a mismatch between the specific skills that employers are looking for and the skills of immigrants that are being approved, something that needs to be addressed. And with prices going up and the economy struggling a bit, McDonald's restaurants are doing well. Might even be a sign of the economy. Perhaps it's the kind of cheap and cheerful food that people turn to when money is tight. McDonald's reported this week its fourth quarter net income rose 16% to $1.9 billion. The restaurant chain says their adult Happy Meals and other limited time promotions, including a farewell tour for the cult favorite McRib sandwich, boosted traffic. Sales at the restaurants jumped 12.6% in October to December in that period. And Canada Post has a new stamp honoring a young woman sold into slavery in the late 1700s and whose actions led to the gradual abolition of slavery in Upper Canada. In March 1793, Chloe Cooley was an enslaved Black woman in Queenston in Upper Canada. With a lot of talk in Upper Canada of slavery being abolished, Cooley was starting to engage in acts of resistance, which certain people didn't like. The estate's owner, Adam Vrooman, arranged to have her kidnapped and forced on a boat that would take her across the Niagara River to the U.S., where she could be sold as a slave, and he could get some of that money. Witnesses who heard her screams for help told her story to Lieutenant Governor John Graves Simcoe, and he used testimony about Cooley's attack and kidnapping to introduce new legislation. And in July 1793, the Act to Limit Slavery in Upper Canada was passed. Despite that, though, slavery in Canada would not be abolished completely until 1834. But that act did create a legal refuge for those fleeing enslavement and led to what was to be known as the Underground Railway, which is believed to have brought between 30 and 40,000 people from the U.S. into what is now Canada. The story of Chloe Cooley will now be memorialized on a stamp, which will be in circulation this month, which happens to be Black History Month. This is Vancouver Consumer, and coming up, it looks like the market for both new and used cars is on the rise. And now as supply chain issues loosen up, it's an exciting time for the car biz. Lots of new models out there, including hybrids and all electric vehicles. We'll find out what's new in the world of cars and trucks with James Carter from the Carter Auto Family when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. This is Martin Strong, and car sales are picking up after a few challenging years. Supply chain issues made it hard in some cases to even find cars, also made some of them more expensive, but that's changing. A new report shows that last month, 98,259 new light vehicles were sold in Canada. That's up 7.5% from January from the year before. So to talk about the state of the car market in the Lower Mainland, we have a name you probably recognize, because when you think about family businesses in Greater Vancouver, there are not a lot of names as recognizable as Carter, especially when it comes to cars. The Carter Auto Family has been a constant in Western Canada for literally 100 years. And with me now is the grandson of the Carter who started it all, James Carter. James is the president of Carter GM North Shore in the North Van Auto Mall, which is just one of the many Carter dealerships in the Lower Mainland. Just go to carterauto.com for all the details. And let's talk to James Carter. Hi, James. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. I'm great. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent. Spring. It's a good time for cars, you know?
Yes.
Hopefully all the snow is out of the way. It's the driving weather is arriving.
Let's hope so. It seems to be getting a little milder and seems to be warming up. Hopefully all that snow is out of the way and we can get on with the rest of the year.
Yeah, just navigate through the rain and everything will be fine. So I was talking about the auto market overall. Things seem to be picking up. And I'm just wondering, what are your theories as to why? Is it because the supply chain issues are getting back to normal? Or do you think people were just waiting out everything before they would buy? What's your thought on the overall market these days?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. In Western Canada, I mean, you mentioned that sales were up 7% across the country. In Western Canada, they were up almost 20% last month. So that's a very good sign that things are starting to break free. The supply chain issues mostly have been solved. There's still a few things that are going on, and then going forward, companies such as General Motors and some of the other ones have been bringing the big supply chain issue was the microchips, and they're bringing that production back on shore again, because 90% of that was done in Taiwan, and so they've started up their own chip factories here in North America, which should, going forward, I mean, that's still the effect of that still a little ways away, but the effect of that going forward should be a very positive step for the manufacturers, I think.
Right. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, and now, a lot of the reason that the actual numbers are picking up is we've had, there's been a severe shortage of vehicles over the last 2.5 years. And we've built up fairly good order banks, lists of sold vehicles, and now it's almost just a waiting game to see when those vehicles actually are going to arrive. And so we're pretty happy when we look at the lists and see when these vehicles are actually shipped and they're coming in, and we have some pretty happy customers that their cars are actually arriving and they're getting their new vehicles.
Yeah, because I heard a lot about that people, they had to order well in advance, which, you know, I guess people get kind of spoiled. They want to go to the lot and they want to see the car there and they want to drive it home.
Yes. Well, that's been the North American model for, 100 years now. And in the rest of the world, it doesn't quite work that way. So we've been forced over the last couple of years to sort of adopt a European model, if you will, or a Japanese model or what have you, where you kind of go into the showroom, you kind of look at the cars and what's on display, and then you actually sit down and do an order and kind of wait. Mm-hmm. But hopefully that's we're going to come to some sort of hybrid of that in the short term anyways. We are starting to have, stock on the ground. The vehicle transaction prices are coming down a little bit, so it's a really good time to buy right now. Used car prices have been dropping. And if you're looking for a car, now is a great time to take that step.
We're talking to James Carter on Vancouver Consumer. James is the president of Carter GM North Shore in the North Van Auto Mall. You can go to carternorthshore.com. And of course, it's all part of the Carter Auto family, carterauto.com. And you touched on used cars, and it seemed like used cars were the hottest commodity during COVID. They just weren't enough used cars to go around. So that's obviously changed, and it may have helped prices too.
Well, it depends on which side of the fence you're on, I suppose. The transaction prices of the used car were going up, and that was mainly due to a shortage of new cars. So when people were looking for cars, they were looking for late model used cars because they couldn't get the new cars. And, when demand goes up, it costs more for those vehicles. It's just a simple supply and demand equation. But now that, now that things are loosening up, the used car market has adjusted. The prices are coming down over the last sort of 2 to 3 months, and I think there's been a little bit of a disruption in some of it. Tesla, for instance, cut all the prices on their new cars by 20%, which caused a lot of upset in the used car market, because all of a sudden, all those people who have used vehicles, their price also went down 20%. So the value of those vehicles went down 20% as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of upset people out there too, and a lot of dealers, if they had a lot of Teslas on their lots, are not very happy.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting time. As I say, we're talking to James Carter from the Carter Auto family. And like I was saying, your family has been in this business of selling cars for like 100 years. And would you say that right now is perhaps the most, I don't know if disruptive is the word. Disruptive sounds kind of negative. It's kind of an exciting time because the whole nature of automobiles is changing. We're turning electric. Is this just the most interesting time ever in the car industry?
Well, I don't know if I could, I haven't been around for 100 years, so I don't know if I could say it's the most exciting time ever. Right. I can say that it is a very exciting time right now. We are Paul really excited about the electrification of the business. And of course, that's being driven by governments and by legislation. Here in BC, you know, we have to 100% of the vehicles, new vehicles sold by must be electric by 2035. General Motors was kind of an early, you know, jumped in with both feet pretty early a few years ago. And Mary Barra kind of, when she took over General Motors, you know, has this mantra of no emissions, no collisions, and no congestion. And so, you know, we will have 25 new models worldwide that are fully electric by 2025. And a lot of those will be here in North America within the next 12 months. So wow. It should be, it's a very exciting time. So people who are looking to switch out for an electric vehicle, and judging by our, by the interest in it at this point in time, there's a big, you know, a big shift going in that direction. It's going to be a really exciting time over the next sort of 2 to 3 years, I believe.
Right. And James, if someone goes to Carter GM North Shore in the North Van Auto Mall and they come up to you and they say, I don't know anything about electric cars, show me the coolest car you have. What would be a car you would show them?
Well, right now, we're waiting for a couple of exciting models. The new Cadillac Lyriq, fully electric vehicle, SUV, is going to be very exciting. I'm sure a lot of people out there have heard about the GMC Hummer EV pickup truck and SUV. Unfortunately, we don't have any of those sitting on the lot because everything is pre-sold of those that are coming in. You know, we do have some smaller cars, the Bolt EV and the Bolt EUV, which is a slightly larger version. The new Chevy Blazer is coming. And you know, a lot of these cars, too, people think EVs are very expensive. But, for instance, the Bolt EV is going to be starting at around $25,000 coming forward. And the new Equinox, which is a small SUV, same as the old Equinox or slight, very similar anyways, is going to be starting in the low $30,000 range. So we're not talking about, you know, some of these exotic EVs that are up in the $100,000 or even high, you know, over $60,000 range. The EVs are going to be very affordable for the average buyer.
Right. And that was one of my questions, and I think I know the answer to it because you may have just answered it. But what's the biggest sort of misconception that people might have about all electric vehicles?
Well, I think there's a couple of concerns that people have. I think the misconception is that they're expensive. But if you take into account the entire ownership cycle of the vehicle, I mean, obviously, an electric vehicle, you're not paying for gas. The maintenance is greatly reduced, so there's no oil changes and there's no things, you know, to do with an internal combustion engine. None of that servicing expense. And then when you're charging, it does cost to charge, obviously, whether you're doing it at home or you're paying at a public charger. It is comparatively very inexpensive to charge an electric vehicle as opposed to fill it up with gas, especially with gas now hovering around, you know, $1.80. And I read a article the other day, and someone was projecting that gas coming to the summer was going to be up in the $2.50 range, so per liter. Really? So, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. So just one of the many reasons why electric cars are coming in. We're talking to James Carter from the Carter Auto family. James is the president of Carter GM North Shore in the North Van Auto Mall. You can go to carternorthshore.com or you can go to carterauto.com to see the whole family. And when we come back, I want to talk more about what we can expect with electric vehicles, what the roads are going to look like, and also about how you can take advantage of some pretty good incentives that are being offered, rebates, all that kind of stuff. So it's all about the state of the auto industry when we come back with more from James Carter from the Carter Auto Family on Vancouver Consumer. We'll be right back right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and on Vancouver Consumer this afternoon, we're talking about cars and trucks with James Carter from the Carter Auto Family. And it's not just a family of car dealerships. It's literally a family of car dealers. They've been in the business for over 100 years, and the grandson of the person who started it all is James Carter, who's with us now. And we've been talking a lot about electric vehicles because that is the future of the car industry, and the fact that there might be a little misconception that they're really expensive, but then when you start to factor in the cost of gas and maintenance and those kind of things, they actually are quite economical. But another thing are the incentives that are being offered by both the federal government and the provincial government, and it seems like there's a lot of them. So there's a lot of reasons to get an electric car these days, right?
Yeah, there's lots of reasons. Between the federal and the provincial government, the federal government will provide up to $5,000, incentive depending on the type of vehicle you buy. And on top of that, the provincial government will provide up to $4,000, depending on what vehicle you buy. So a total of $9,000. The provincial government just rejigged theirs, and it now is income tested. So depending on your income, it's leveled up to $4,000.
Yeah. And that seems fair, because if all these incentives are just geared to expensive cars, it's just rich people who can take advantage. And I guess it's sort of geared just so regular folks can go and buy a car.
Yeah, it is. It's geared to make the sort of mid-level and less expensive cars more affordable for the average consumer. Because, trying to get those older, sort of lower priced cars off the road is kind of the goal that the government has set. Those are the higher polluting vehicles, and really they're aiming at changing the emission standards of the overall fleet that's on the road. There's also some pretty good incentives too for chargers. So if you decide that you want to get a charger installed, there is rebates that will also, pay for the charger or pay for a portion of the charger. Here at GM as well, if you do buy an electric vehicle, there is also a program charged by Chevrolet or charged by Cadillac that will provide a charger of a certain cost, and then you need to pay for the installation at your home or office or wherever you decide to install the charger. But it's a very good program as well.
Right. So it's worth coming down to Carter GM North Shore in the North Van Auto Mall and find out about these things, because most people wouldn't know about them. And I guess you guys are right up to date on all these incentives.
Yeah, our sales staff is right up to date on the incentives and all the advantages of electric vehicles. And as I said before, it's a very exciting time for us. I think that going forward, I really think that the electric is the future. And then, on top of that, with the new tech in the vehicles, they haven't quite got it figured out yet, but the sort of self-driving modes and things like that are right on the horizon as well.
Right. So what do you predict? How long will it be before we see? I mean, I guess some of these cars are self-driving, but when do you sort of see when we'll all be driving around, being driven around by the car?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I take my own personal views, I actually quite enjoy driving, so I'm not planning to, have a car drive me around necessarily. But there are systems available already, like the GM Super Cruise, which is available on a lot of models, where you can literally drive hands-free pretty much all the way across the country if you're on one of the mapped-out highways. That doesn't mean, obviously, that you can, watch a movie or read a book while you're being driven. But you still need to keep your eyes on the road, but they monitor your vision, and you're able to basically take your feet off the pedals and the steering wheel and your hands off the steering wheel and pretty much let the car drive itself, which is really quite interesting, Yeah. And a lot of people love it. That the Super Cruise has been very, very popular.
Yeah, it really is an exciting time. So what's the one car that you're really excited about? One that's maybe a few years away. What's the one that you are going to be driving the moment you can get your hands on it?
Well, the one right now is the Cadillac Lyriq. Right. And I'm sort of waiting for one to come in. That's been ordered, and that's going to be what I'll be driving in what our family will be driving. So I think that's a pretty exciting one. As far as more kind of exotic, they just announced last week the Corvette E-Ray, which is it's a hybrid right now. That has an electric motor as well as a gas engine, and it's one of the fastest Corvettes ever. It does 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds, but it's not fully electric. But they have pledged that there will be a fully electric Corvette coming out, which would be in the next few years, which would be very exciting.
Yeah, and I was just reading about how the Vancouver Police Department, I think they've put in their order for some new electric police cars. So the idea of an electric car being this sort of wimpy thing that Ed Begley Jr. drives around, that's not necessarily true anymore, is it?
No, it's not true at all. And, the really exciting thing, too, is that in Canada, our number one segment is pickup trucks. We sell more pickup trucks than anywhere else, as far as a percentage of the actual vehicle sales. And later on this year, the new Silverado and Sierra EVs will be hitting the lots, and I think that's very exciting for a lot of consumers, because they've always thought that electric cars are these little kind of tiny little things that they'll never be able to really make use of, a lot of people, only for commuting, not really good for going off road or doing hauling stuff or doing work. And so I think the pickup trucks coming out are going to change that whole perspective. So GM's got their trucks coming out. Ford has their electric pickup truck coming out, the Lightning. And then Chrysler has, or Dodge has also announced that they have an electric vehicle in the works. So electric pickup truck in the works. So it's going to be a pretty exciting time for people who drive trucks.
Yeah, we're talking to James Carter from the Carter Auto family. James is the president of Carter GM North Shore in the North Van Auto Mall. You can go to carternorthshore.com or carterauto.com for the whole family of dealers. And if people go to Carter GM North Shore, it's a little different experience. If you haven't been on a car lot in a while, It's a little different experience buying a car now. It seems a little more civilized than it was when I first started buying cars years ago. Would you say that's true?
Oh, I'd say it's much more civilized. Our salespeople are far more educated than they ever have been before. And, the buying process is there's not a lot of back and forth and haggling anymore. We try and make it as simple a process as we possibly can, because that's what most people want. So we try and treat our customers the best we possibly can and make it as easy as possible to purchase a vehicle, come to a value on trade-ins and come to a price on the car as quickly as possible and just make it an easy process.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And there's lots of pre-owned inventory these days. I guess it's a good time to search for something pre-owned as well.
It's getting better. The selection is getting better. There's still a shortage for sure, but we seem to be getting more opportunities for purchasing and acquiring used vehicles. So if you are looking for a used vehicle, now is a good time.
It's a good time. James Carter with the Carter Auto family, carterauto.com, carternorthshore.com. Do you ever wonder what your grandfather would be thinking of all these electric cars?
Oh, I'm sure he couldn't even imagine. Not only have the vehicles changed so much, but the whole business and the whole professionalism and way that things are done now has changed so drastically that I don't think he wouldn't even recognize the business as it is today.
Right. And not to mention the safety of the vehicles now. That's something we didn't really have time to get into, but man, I guess they're so much safer even now than 10 years ago.
Oh, even 10 years ago. And as I said, going forward, even if we don't go into full self-driving mode for all these vehicles, there's so many safety things with automatic braking and adaptive cruise control and collision avoidance software and all this sort of stuff that they really want to make accidents a thing of the past.
Right. Well, thank you, James. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
And you, Martin.
Great. James Carter with the Carter Auto family. Go to carterauto.com, carternorthshore.com. James is the president of Carter GM North Shore. They're in the North Van Auto Mall. I'm Martin Strong. And coming up, remember that old nightclub you used to go to when you were in your 20s? Is it a condo tower now? Probably is. But there's a new resource that is preserving the memories of those old places, from Richards on Richards to Oil Can Harry's in the Cave. That story is coming up next when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and you've probably had this experience. You're driving around Vancouver, pretty much anywhere in the Lower Mainland, and you see a big condo or an office building and think, that used to be a nightclub. I remember hanging out there. Depending on how old you are, it might be Richards on Richards, The Love Affair, Graceland, or Outlaws, Fast Eddie's. Or you may go back as far as The Cave, Oil Can Harry's, or maybe Gary Taylor's Rock Room. They're all gone now, but the memories remain. And those memories are being helped by a new online map that anyone can access and add to, which chronicles the great bars, nightclubs, and even art spaces that have meant so much to the culture of this city. This open source Google map is called Creative Vancouver, Venues and Art Spaces Past and Present. It was created online by artist Leah Abramson, and people have jumped on it, adding their own information, photographs, and personal memories. So far, there are more than 200 venues listed on the map, and it's growing all the time as more people add to it. The Cave, which formerly stood at 626 Hornby Street, is listed as one of Vancouver's first nightclubs and live venues. It opened in 1937. Most of these venues are simply lost to time, with no evidence that they ever existed, though some, like Oil Can Harry's on Thurlow Street, are represented by a small plaque on the sidewalk commemorating the club. This plaque is actually just outside a Prada store, a sign of the times. Another clue is in the name of the condo building that sits on Richard Street. That building is called the Grace Residences. And if you look carefully, you can find a plaque that will tell you the name. The Grace Residences is a tribute to the now defunct Graceland nightclub. Another club that has been replaced, this one by a 34-story condo tower on Seymour Street, is The Love Affair. And you might remember that as a dance club, that was the epicenter of the alternative scene in the 1980s. It originally opened in the early 70s, and after a 30-year run closed in 2003, they would also host cutting-edge live acts over the years. For example, the band Nine Inch Nails once played there, and as legend has it, they played to about 100 people at the Love Affair. And what's great about this map is that you can add photos or memories of these clubs and venues, and there are some amazing stories. For example, how many people remember a night at the Savoy in Gastown in 1980 when the band The Who dropped by after their show at the Pacific Coliseum and decided to hop on stage at this little club and play an impromptu set for some very lucky people who just happened to stumble in there late on a Monday night, and they get to see The Who perform from just a few feet away. And as the map continues, it will undoubtedly move further out than just the downtown core. I notice a few names missing so far. I mean, who remembers Gators in Richmond or the Surf Cabaret? Actually, that one's on there. How about the Zodiac in New West, the Mirage in Surrey? There's a million of them. And one person who gets a lot of credit when it comes to keeping the cultural history of Vancouver alive is writer Aaron Chapman. He's on CKNW a lot. He's written a bunch of books chronicling the history of Vancouver, especially its nightlife. They include a book about the Commodore, the Penthouse Nightclub, and his 2019 book, Vancouver After Dark. And they're all great reads. And Aaron Chapman, basically Vancouver's current official historian at this point. And as Aaron said in 2019, when we lose these places in the city, the DNA of the city changes. Very true. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. I want to thank our producer, Leo Coelho, and we'll see you next week. I'm Martin Strong.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.